Craig down, baby.
Hey, no time to sit and idly browse the web for fun this week. Sean Ramos-Ferran hangs five for us every single week with Friday Five. Five online things that you just can't miss. He's also the host of the podcast Sideshow, which comes to you from the same people who make the program Studio 360 right here at WNYC. Hi, Sean.
Hey, Todd. How are you?
I'm great. I've been looking forward to this. Take us down your list here. Let's start with number one on your list for the Friday Five.
High maintenance. For my money, it's better than like 90% of the TV shows on TV. It's a short web series. It's ostensibly about a pop dealer bike messenger in New York City, a guy who delivers weed on his bike, but it's really about these characters.
Well, what about a pound?
That's a lot of weed, man.
Yeah, I know. But, how long do you think that would last? I mean, she needs it for her anxiety.
That depends. How much do you smoke?
Oh, I'm like a super lightweight. So like a one hit and I'm just like, oh.
Okay. Then like forever.
It works on so many levels, especially now in New York. I'd hate to say it, where 25 grams is now
exactly
unenforceable.
Right.
Yeah.
And though that clip makes it sound like it's very much a show about weed, it's really about these characters, about their love and their loss and their loneliness and what it's like to live in New York. So,
well, people on the internet and everywhere else love Bill Murray. I'm one of them.
That's true. And now there's another Tumblr dedicated to Bill Murray and lots of other stuff. It's called Art in Film, and a guy is gathering every glimpse of visual art from movies and TV, from the portrait of Bill Murray and his family in Rushmore to this landscape of McDowell's in Coming to America. There's all these little pieces of art in movies and TV that we glimpse for a second, and now we have a forum to appreciate it.
What's the very best item, do you think, on there?
I mean, there's a brilliant photo from Ferris Bueller where the three of them are in that like art museum in Chicago, like posturing like they're like really sophisticated looking at art. I just love it.
Who is Father John Misty? I admit I crossed paths with this one, and I didn't quite know what you were talking
about. Okay,
here.
Father John Misty was in this band Fleet Foxes. Now he's broken out on his own, and it sounds like he's more excited about sounding like Harry Nilsson than Fleet Foxes. You want to hear a bit of this really bizarre song he put out called Bored in the USA?
Let's do it.
They gave me a useless education, subprime loan, craftsman home. My prescriptions filled. Now I can't get off.
Oh, come on. That's tragic Americana there.
It's tragic, but like they're like first world problems, and it's brilliant. He put a laugh track in his own ballad to laugh at himself for his ridiculous problems. He played it on Letterman. He was like getting on top of the piano and posing during the performance. It's wonderful.
Now, Bryan Cranston can do no wrong. Breaking Bad, of course.
Yep.
He even did a thing during the World Series that was huge.
Yep.
With an homage to baseball. What's he doing now?
Now he's cursing at children just to prove that he can do no wrong. There's this great series of children's books by a guy named Adam Mansbach. The first one was called Go the Blank to Sleep.
Oh, yeah. You see these in the bookstore. Yeah.
Right. The latest one is called You Have to Blanking Eat, and it's narrated by Bryan Cranston, and you have to hear it.
The bunnies are munching on carrots. The lambs nibble grasses and bleat. I know you're too hungry to reason with, but you have to f***ing eat.
I'm sorry, that's not Bryan Cranston. That's Walter White.
Exactly.
You know?
Right. It's just like, it makes me want to have kids so I can like share this, the joys of this book with them.
So I can memorize it and recite it to them directly, which you may find yourself doing,
so I can warp them immediately.
Well, I'm glad that we're landing right where I wanted to land, because this is amazing. It's called Too Many Cooks. I can't do it justice.
Right. So it's this 11-minute satire of every trope you've ever seen in a show from the 80s onwards, basically. And it's entirely in the supposed opening credits of a
intro
show.
Intro song of like a sitcom.
Yeah, right.
It takes a lot to make a stew.
A pinch of salt and laughter too.
A scoop of kids to add the spice.
A dash of love to make it nice. And you got Too many cooks.
Now, if you think that you can't stick with that much saccharin for 11 minutes, I'm here to tell you you're wrong.
Yeah.
Because it keeps getting better. And I mean, this veers from sitcom to G.I. Joe intro to action movie, everything in between.
Right. One, it's 11 minutes long. Two, you could watch it like 50 times and still pick stuff up.
Too Many Cooks. That is your Friday Five. Five awesome things to check out from the internet. Sean Ramos-Ferran from Sideshow from Studio 360. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Todd.